Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Miss Yolanda Graham about the keys to selling your home in 90 days. My guest was born and raised in Jamaica, New York. She is a graduate of Keller University and a respected realtor with Keller Williams Realty Cityside. Her specialty is helping homeowners buy and sell in the mid-range to high-end luxury market. We're honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Miss Yolanda Graham. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Well, thank you, Spark Plug. I'm glad to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous, and you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the keys to selling your home in 90 days?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right. Well, let's get on with it, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Yolanda, what's going on in the real estate market today? What is the current market forecast?
I would say it's a great time in real estate. The market is awesome. Prices are rising. I'll just let you know, last year there was roughly about 6 to 7 months' supply of properties out there for buyers. Today is barely 4 months, and it's just a good time.
All right. Well, here's the $64,000 question for you. Is now a good time to sell your home?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just like I said earlier about the inventory, there are currently about 75% less homes in the market than there were last year. Prices are steadily increasing, inventory is low, and more buyers out there than ever before, so it's definitely a seller's market.
Well, what are some of the reasons why a home doesn't sell in today's market anyway?
To be honest with you, some of those items that I see all the time is price and condition. You just have to price it right in this market, and it's just the overall condition. You have to account that factor. If you're not going to make repairs, you have to reflect it in the price. And a buyer will just take your home right off the market, and you can pack and move.
All right. Well, what about some of the strategies that can be used to sell your home quickly?
You know, I get that question a lot quite often, and I always say to my clients, give the buyer what they want. You know, nearly every buyer has looked at just umpteen episodes of HGTV, every show known out there to man, one of your favorites. And mine, I'm not sure, but Property Brothers is what comes to mind. So just cut the guessing game out, stage it to sell, paint it, remove all the clutter, and just give them everything what they want. Give them that wow factor. That's what the buyers are looking for. If they can walk in that home and they can feel that this is the place that they want to be, they'll buy it.
What's the number one? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What's the number one thing that could be the wow factor when people walk into a home today?
I would say declutter. We love our own mementos in our home, but a lot of times that's not what the buyer's looking for. They're looking to see themselves in the home. So if you remove some of your personal items and declutter so that they can visualize it, then the sky's the limit. Once they're able to see that they can put their furniture in there, they can put their bed, they can put their paintings up and stamp their mark on it, it's a done deal. It's just real simple. Another strategy I will always emphasize is you have to price it right. I hear a lot of times when I'm out with my clients, well, I don't want to just give my home away. And I'll tell them it's just like the stock market. When you buy a stock or you buy a share for $100, market may change, it may fluctuate, it may be worth $50 today. That's what you can sell it for. So it's the same thing in the real estate game. You may have purchased your home at $200,000, it may be worth $175,000, it may even be worth $210,000, but it's really what the market bears and what a buyer is willing to pay for it is what it boils down to. So you have to price it right. You do that, you have a deal.
Well, what can a seller do to make their home more appealing and almost irresistible to buyers?
One of my key things that I tell you, and it could be a real inexpensive cost for some, is paint your home in a neutral color, like your beige and your light greens. I would tell you, go into some of these show homes, go to some of these open houses and look at the new construction and see how they're decorating the homes. Look at the color schemes. You'll know that they're neutral. They're not pink. They're not purple. It's a soft tone color, and believe it or not, these neutral tones brighten up the room, make it really, really big. And so you just want to keep it neutral. You can go to your Home Depot or Lowe's and go into the discount area, and believe it or not, you can get some of these paints at very inexpensive prices. Sometimes they're giving it away. You can just take it. So I always say keep it simple, paint it, paint the walls, get some of that pink, get some of the blue, the purples. If you have them, paint it beige. Another is curb appeal. People know 5 seconds when they pull up to the home whether or not this is for them. So the outside is key. Put out that pine straw. Put out those beautiful flowers. Each county here in Georgia, a lot of times they can give you free mulch. They'll give you free flowers. So look online, Cobb County or Fulton County websites. They have out there free mulch, and look to see in your area so you can pick it up. And you could actually spruce up the front of your home for little or nothing. And another, just as I always say, declutter. Start packing. You want to clear out the room, clear out everything, clear out your closet. I know I have a lot of shoes in my closet, so I have a lot of things that I need to get rid of if you're a woman seller out there. But I say clean out your closets. Let the other person see how they can fit their stuff in there. I use this as an example. I had a client of mine. We were showing for a couple of days on the market, and she hadn't seen any offers, and she was getting really antsy. I told her, start packing. And believe it or not, we had a buyer come in, and they saw the boxes in the garage, and they was like, okay, she's ready. And they submitted an offer right then and there, because then they're like, okay, I don't have to wait for her to move all this stuff out. Maybe it's going to take too long, and I'm looking to move in 30 days, and this looks like this is a six-month project. So declutter, pack it up, and be ready to go.
Well, Yolanda, why is it so important to sell your home within the 90-day window?
You don't want, to be honest with you, you want to sell your home on the market real quickly. You don't want it to sit too long or get stale and people to be hesitant and thinking that something's wrong with the home. Believe it or not, it doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong, but people are looking to see, okay, is the house been on the market a week? Has it been on 30 days? And that's why I always say 90 days, plus you have your 45 days to get loan financing approved. So you just want to make sure you have enough time for that whole process of moving your home. But typically it's just that 90-day mark or 45-day marks is pretty key to moving your home. If it's past that, then the buyer is looking, okay, you really need to bring the price down. There's something wrong. Something has to change, and they may not look at it. So you definitely want to make sure you do all these top things so that you can move it fairly quickly.
All right. Well, tell us, how did you get so passionate, or when did you become so passionate about real estate, and how long have you been in the real estate business?
I've been in the real estate business since 2005 here in the Cobb County area. I do specialize in both Cobb and Fulton. My office is in Smyrna. How I became passionate, believe it or not, I just loved helping people make their dreams come true. Just the joy of watching someone move into their first home or sell their first home and upgrade into another home, it's just an awesome feeling. And it's like no other. And just the ups and downs and just the relationships you build. I'm like the adopted daughter, and I don't know how many families out there. And I just love it. I don't know how to best describe it. It's just that passion of just knowing to see in their face that, okay, I can buy that home, or okay, I can move into that next place to grow my family. It's no other feeling in this world, and I just enjoy it.
I think you did a pretty good job in describing it. Any final tips you'd like to share with our listening audience about, you know, what they can do to sell their home in 90 days?
One thing I didn't touch on, but this may apply to some sellers. I know that there are a few people in this market who are a little bit upside down and may not necessarily have equity in their homes, and there are options out there for them. You have the short sale opportunity that's out there. Believe it or not, you have the government programs where they have loan modifications out there to help them get through some of those trying times. So I like for people to know that there is help out there. Another resource, there's a website called CobbShortSaleResources.com, and it'll tell you all your options as far as whether or not you want to do a short sale or whether you want to go through a foreclosure. And there's counseling sessions out there. It's a lot of free opportunities out there that a lot of people just don't know about, and they think that they're by themselves, and they're not. They'll be surprised that there are a lot of people out there willing to help you today. You just have to want to be helped and let somebody know.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, Yolanda, tell us why you decided to partner with People You Need to Know magazine in your marketing efforts.
To be honest with you, I have to tell you, Spark Plug, you're awesome. And just to lay a disclaimer, he did not pay me to say that, but I just want to say you're just awesome. I just felt that energy. I see that you're helping women in the community, and it's just that connection. I just don't know what else to say, that you're inspiring women out there, and that is what brought me to you, and I just loved it. It's just letting people know that there are women out there doing things today, and we're out there trying to help you if you just step forward and say you need help, and we're glad to give you advice, and I just love that platform. So I just felt like whatever I need to do, I'm here, and I just really thank you for this opportunity even be on this radio today.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me see. Looks like we had a caller calling in to ask a question. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me see here. See if that. Caller, phone number ended in 6352. Did you have a question for Yolanda today?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
I am trying to buy a house, preferably under $100,000, and I want to know, how is the market for purchasing a house under $100,000?
Yolanda?
Well, sure. Well, to be honest with you, the market is really shifting fast and is turning into a seller's market. And the $100,000 market is the prime for investors, cash buyers. So there are a lot of multiple offer bid situations that are going on, and it makes it real tough for that buyer. But I can tell you, there's a HUD program where you have the $100 down payment assistance programs. I would say go out to HUD Home Store. Take a look at whatever county that you live in and see what your options are and link up with that realtor that's on that listing, and they'd be glad to help you. But my recommendation is to go look at some of those HUDs out there. There's plenty.
Okay, so do you think it's a good idea to wait until my price point increased to, say, $150,000 or so?
It really just depends on what area you're in. I would say do your research as a buyer or get with a realtor in your area like me, and we can sit down and devise a plan for you and talk about what your options are and see if today is a good time to buy or if you need to wait a month or two.
Well, Yolanda, won't you give our listeners or let our listeners know how they can connect with you? Thanks for your call, listener. Thanks.
Sure. Sure. You can reach out to me at YolandaGraham.com or give me a call at 404-482-3008, and I'll be glad to talk to you.
All right. Well, Ms. Yolanda Graham, a respected realtor with Keller Williams Realty, Cityside. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take this moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another glorious job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine is the company that women business owners call when they're ready to move out of the crowd and into the spotlight. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.